Listening comprehension lesson number 61. Listen to the text and say what you think about Tom.
An excellent student. A teacher was asking Tom a lot of questions, but his knowledge was very poor and he couldn't answer any of them. The teacher asked him questions on geography and history of Great Britain and the USA. She wanted to know what parts the United Kingdom consisted of, what were the emblems of England, Scotland and Wales. Tom did not know. He looked very unhappy. The teacher then decided to ask him some very easy questions. Please tell me, when was the Great Fire of London? Tom shook his head. He didn't know the answer. Who was the first president of the United States? Continued the teacher. She thought it was the easiest question possible, but Tom couldn't answer it either. He thought for a long time, but didn't say anything. The teacher got very angry and shouted, George Washington! The student got up and began to walk to his seat. Come back, the teacher said. I didn't tell you to go. Oh, I'm sorry, the student said. I thought you called the next student.
Now listen to the text again and write the teacher's questions. Then answer them.
An excellent student. A teacher was asking Tom a lot of questions, but his knowledge was very poor and he couldn't answer any of them. The teacher asked him questions on geography and history of Great Britain and the USA. She wanted to know what parts the United Kingdom consisted of, what were the emblems of England, Scotland and Wales. Tom did not know. He looked very unhappy. The teacher then decided to ask him some very easy questions. Please tell me, when was the Great Fire of London? Tom shook his head. He didn't know the answer. Who was the first president of the United States? Continued the teacher. She thought it was the easiest question possible, but Tom couldn't answer it either. He thought for a long time, but didn't say anything. The teacher got very angry and shouted, George Washington! The student got up and began to walk to his seat. Come back, the teacher said. I didn't tell you to go. Oh, I'm sorry, the student said. I thought you called the next student.